Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters. This is Background Briefing. And joining us now from Moscow is Marcia Gessen, a journalist and author of several books. She has contributed to Vanity Fair, The New Republic, Granter, and Slate, among other publications. She has served as editor of the Russian language magazine Snob, and her latest book is The Man Without a Face, The Unlikely Rise of Vladimir Putin. And apparently we have are not able to get through to Marcia Gessen. That's the signal I'm getting, even though we've been trying for some time. I spoke with her earlier before we went on the air, and there was no problem with the phone. So because she is a prominent and somewhat lonely and brave critic of Vladimir Putin, and her new book, The Man Without a Face, The Unlikely Rise of Vladimir Putin, is a very powerful, cogent, and comprehensive indictment of the fact that the Soviet, the Russian leader, is a very small-minded, petty former KGB official who is vicious and vindictive, and is responsible for much of the deaths and murders of political opponents that people in the West have made apologies for, including former President George W. Bush, who looked into his eyes and saw Putin's soul. It does appear to be that we simply can't get through to her because the KGB successor, the SVR, are probably screwing with the phone connections. It's the only thing that makes any sense. I'm just urging people to keep calling getting her, trying to get her. It doesn't make any sense because, as I mentioned earlier, I spoke with her just before we went on the air, and she was expecting the phone call, as we were expecting to get through with her and discuss what has gone on just in this last week in Moscow with the Duma, the lower house, which is dominated by Putin's party, United Russia. They have put through a series of laws pushed by Putin, which they are furiously rubber-stamping, laws that restrict the internet, penalize peaceful protests, and categorize non-government organizations as acting as foreign agents. Furthermore, on top of that, of course, on Friday, the Duma voted to impose big fines for libel or slander on journalists in particular. Now, the journalists did demonstrate in front of the Duma against this new libel law, which fines journalists up to 5 million rubles. That's $153,000. And of course, the journalists feel that this puts extra pressure on them. And frankly, there are so few parts of the media that are... Could you just keep calling her? Okay. There are parts of the most of the media is totally controlled by Putin. All the television, almost all the newspapers, except for Novaya Gazeta, are completely controlled. Echo Moscow radio station is free, and of course the internet is the last area that's not controlled by the state and not a propaganda organ for Putin. Internet has been providing alternative information from the official government information. It would be the equivalent of here in the United States that almost all of our media was run by Fox News. So, and if Putin was the Republican Party, or United Russia with the Republican Party, that would be the analogy of what people have in Russia. But they are finding alternative information via the internet. And now Putin is slowly closing off the internet. Also, of course, imposing these new fines for slander. Slander, of course, is something that the criminal will define. The other bill, of course, the non-governmental organizations pretty much puts them out of business. They have to sign an agreement that they're not acting as foreign agents, which is an old Russian buzzword or Soviet buzzword for spies. And in protest to the Russian internet laws, this week, I think it was WikiLeaks went black in Russia. Interesting enough, members of the Communist Party in Russia are the ones that are protesting in the Duma. Boris Kashin, a Communist Party member, said that the fines of $150,000 on journalists were not worthy of a first world country. The fate of a banana republic awaits us. You won't shut the mouths of the people in this current situation. And that, of course, gets to the real issue of what is going on. Are you there, Marcia? Marcia?
I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry. We've had a hard time getting through to you for some time. So I'm treasuring the moments we have, and I hope we don't get cut off. I mentioned all of the laws that were just passed last week to stifle the internet, penalize peaceful protests, categorize non-governmental organizations as acting as foreign agents, and of course, on top of that, the Duma has voted to impose big fines for libel or slander on journalists. What's your sense of is Putin going to get away with this?
To get away with this? That's the question that we've all been discussing here in Moscow for the last couple of weeks. I think there's no doubt at the time that what we're facing is a full force crackdown, and there's a real threat to a lot of people I know and to me as well that they're threatening our freedom, they're threatening our livelihood. For example, this sign for so-called libel that will be levied on journalists and bloggers provides for confiscating everything you own with the exception of your any house or apartment that is your sole residence. So any movable or unmovable possessions with the exception of your house can be taken away from you. That's a real threat. That's basically sort of sending people the message that they should either shut up or get out of the country, or preferably shut up and get out of the country. There's the danger that people will use this and will try to save themselves and their children and their livelihoods. At the same time, I think it's certainly speeding up the possible confrontation between people who oppose Putin and the regime, and it's polarizing people and radicalizing the protest movement even further.
Well, the Speaker of the Parliament, Valentina Matvienko, who is with United Russia, is totally patronizing in her description of the opposition, that she describes as being hopeless, that all they say is down with thieves and we're all corrupt, which is apparently not far from the truth. But she goes on to say, the absolute majority of people will not allow such slogans. So there you have the arrogance of power, that they say they speak for Russia and that anybody who speaks against Russia is a traitor.
Right, and that's reflected in another law that was adopted last week, which is the law on non-governmental organizations, which basically requires any organization that receives foreign...
Hello? Did we lose the call? It looks like we did. So we will try and reconnect here with Marcia, who's very hard to get hold of. And as I say, I spoke with her before we went on the air, and it was a perfectly clear line, and I was able to have a good conversation with her. And now, since we're live, it is turning into a nightmare. But I hope we can reconnect. Let your fingers do the talking, as they say. And hopefully we'll at least get a little bit more of her. I'm sorry that I don't know whether it's just something's wrong with the phones or that Putin, who clearly has put a huge target on her back by writing this scathing book about Putin, the man without a face, The Unlikely Rise of Vladimir Putin, which completely devastates the myth that there's any legitimacy about this man. He's nothing but a small, petty thug and has a very undistinguished career in the KGB. And he is responsible for so much of the political murders that have gone on in Russia. And finally, the Russian people, or at least the people in Moscow, and throughout the country, as a matter of fact, are waking up to him and are protesting. And now he's figured out ways to shut them down, reverting to the old Soviet techniques. Interesting enough, the questions that I wanted to ask Marcia about, if we get her back, were to do with a recent interview I did with Dr. Pavel Felgenhauer, who is the defense analyst for Novaya Gazeta, which is the only independent paper that's left in Russia. We were talking about Syria, and he said that Putin, the reason that Putin and the Assad criminal family, and particularly Bashar al-Assad, the president, he said that they really are very simpatico, because Putin honestly believes that the Americans or the CIA are behind the protest in Russia. And of course, Bashar al-Assad continues to believe in his delusional way that the civil war, the uprising in his own country against him, is all being fomented by foreign agents. So needless to say, I was able to do an interview live with Dr. Pavel Felgenhauer from Moscow. But Marcia Gessen is proving to be very difficult to talk to, which may have something to do with the fact that she has gone after the boss, as he's called, Vladimir Putin. And this petty mafiosi type of man, of course, is probably deeply offended by the fact that this book has been published around the world. And it's taken the scales off the eyes of many people who have been, as I say, in the West, they've been making excuses for Putin all along and suggesting that maybe he really wasn't behind the polonium poisoning of his political enemy. Do we have Marcia? No? Yes or no? I think we've finally got back. Marcia, are you there? Are you there, Marcia? Hello? I can't hear anything. Okay. All right. It looks like that didn't work either. So I suspect that at this point, we have to give up, whether it's the KGB that's screwed us or some kind of technical problem. I don't know. But I'm very sorry that you had to listen to me and not to listen to Marcia. That is the purpose of this program, is to provide you with background briefings from smart, connected people anywhere in the world. And through no fault of ours, we failed you here today. I was hoping to speak with Marcia Gessen, who's a journalist and author of several books. She's contributed to Vanity Fair, The New Republic, Granta, and Slate, among other publications, and served as the editor of the Russian language magazine Snob. She lives in Moscow, and her latest book is The Man Without a Face, The Unlikely Rise of Vladimir Putin. This has been Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters. I'd like to thank producer Graham Fitzgibbon. This program is available for podcasting at ianmasters.com, where you can also contact me. And I'll be back again tomorrow with another Background Briefing. Bye for now. One time.